As always, minutes from last month, if I was provided a copy of that. Are there any changes, additions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
A motion we take and accept the minutes as presented.
Andrew seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Unanimous. Next thing is discussion items. Discuss Memorial Day ceremonies, events of last month at the park. First of all, I think everyone went fine, except for my gaffe on the prayer and the national anthem. That was my fault. But before last meeting, when we were planning that, I wrote out a program and gave it to you, and then I never followed up with you on it. I wound up writing a new one because we had a couple changes anyway. But what I'd like to do is get. Did you ever type that up?
I sent out what you had sent, okay. So okay. I didn't change it at all.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, send me a new copy of that so that I can just put it in the folder for next year.
Okay.
And we'll have a pattern to follow on next year. Anybody have any comments? Anything that good, bad, or ugly?
Thought it was well attended.
Yeah, it was. For, yeah.
We got fortunate. A very nice day.
It was a nice day. Do you have a spreadsheet like we do for the veterans?
I don't have one for Memorial Day. Actually, we can make one. In fact, we can start with that program, and I'll put the names of who the bugler and the unmanned horse. And then, of course, Marine Corps JROTC kids for the Color Guard. I'll put on that. I can do a spreadsheet for that. We can use it for next year. Had some interesting comments from, we had seven or eight members of the Military Order, Military Officers Association of the Northwest Chapter. They came out sort of en masse. There were seven or eight of them, and they liked the ceremony and all, and it sounded like they wanted to be more of an active participant in it. So next year comes around, we might solicit what they have in mind for participating.
Maybe you can call them up on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
What do they do exactly?
It's an organization of retired commissioned officers, and they do a scholarship deal for youth. They participate in the youth leadership camps, the same things the MOWW and Navy League and all those guys do. So it's mainly that kind of stuff, mainly youth center.
Or was the MOW, the Military Order of
Wars? The guys think we're MOAA. Now,
so that's Army.
Well, everything in those organizations is Army centric because there's
so many are
big. But MOAA is I think probably started with Army and it's retired officers. MOWW is any commissioned officer, commissioned or warrant. Current, retired, or former. And, so a little different, same kind of thing. Everybody, we'll just file this stuff away for next year and plan on, I don't really plan on expanding that ceremony very much. Future boards may do that, but we still got the ceremony over at the cemetery, that's the big one.
Yeah.
So we're going to probably keep doing a nice, dignified ceremony at the monument where it belongs. And keep that going.
Let the politicians do.
Yeah, politicians do over there. Okay, we'll move on then to Veterans Day. Now, this Veterans Day promises to be a big deal with our new monuments, new flag plaza. It's still a little bit early to start planning on it, but I would like to hear from Tim. Did everything get done? Everything going with the contract? And
we're in the process of helping the contractor start to pull his permits.
Okay.
And come to find out that Klinefelder, I think the engineering firm that designed the foundation for the Herschel Foundation, it didn't have a stamp in regards to new and current wind loads for the city of McKinney. So we've recontacted David Clark, who works for the North Texas Tollway Association as a professional engineer, and asked him to shoot us an email stating that he had reviewed the plans and in accordance with the City of McKinney's current wind load ordinances, said, we can't give you a permit until we get the stamp by PE, which would probably cost
$1,500.
Yeah, $2,000.
Okay.
For somebody to put the PE stamp on. So we're chasing that dollar right now, but I think it's not. It should slow us up because I don't think that Wall Enterprises is ready to mobilize yet anyway. They're finishing up the project in Wiley. For what they've told me, a pretty good size hydropower project. So, I think we're still good.
So, okay, given all that and the obvious lead time on the granite, do you still think we're looking good?
I think we're good. I was talking with Colin before the meeting that that's one thing I need Jill or Jamie to do is contact Wall and ask them, have you all went ahead and ordered the granite since we've got the contract signed so we can get that ball rolling. My assumption is that Bailey Grant said 4 months because that gives them a little bit of room. But they had previously spoke with Colin and confirmed that yes, we do have 4 panels currently sitting in our yard. So it's just a matter of getting laser engraved.
Okay. Well, yeah, obviously, if it's got the granite in the yard, it's a whole different ballgame. If they've got to order it, when do they order it? They can't order it until the contractor's got his contract signed and
we're at. Colin had sent the artwork, mm-hmm. and I had forwarded that to the contractor and told him that Bailey Monuments has already received this.
Okay.
As an FYI, because the artwork was to be provided by owner,
okay.
by the city of McKinney, McKinney Art Services Memorial.
Okay.
So far, so good.
So I guess we've done all we can do. Have to continue to play the cards. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And Wall is the one we have a contract with.
Correct.
That do the whole thing.
They're the construction guy.
Flag flies in the base.
Gotcha.
Have these rather large pieces of steel sticking up out of the slab to support the monument. Wind loads on a structure that's, I think the tallest piece is 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm.
And it weighs at least a ton, not more?
Yeah, it's not going to move.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of wind to move that dude.
But who am I to question Sue Lewis?
It's probably neither here nor there, but I'm assuming that there's no issue with flagpoles and that kind of stuff. Those are fairly easy to
all wind rated from the factory.
Easy to procure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there's multiple vendors out there that will sell you.
Is there anything we need to do, we meaning you or us, to make sure that there are, you know, flags available and, you know, who does that? The city does that, I guess, or is that the park department?
I'll make sure that happens.
You know, the periodic changing of them, you know, when they get frayed and stuff, is that, you guys do that?
Take care of
that. Okay. Okay.
They'll be 24/7, I think.
Supposed to be light up.
They'll be lit.
Yeah, lit.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah. Okay. We change out the current American flag.
I thought so. I didn't know it was your department's layout.
Okay. I trust myself and my guys better than people managing.
I second that motion. Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, then we will. Let's see. Next month is July. I was about to propose to you guys that we skip July, unless you think there's a real reason we need to meet and start in August with planning for Veterans Day. And does that make sense? Like, we can always call a meeting if we decide we need to meet. But, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Do we have a speaker for November?
Not yet.
I'm trying to remember. I thought there was something we needed like a couple months out.
I think speaker is one of those things we start about 6 months out.
Yeah,
so it's probably time to do that.
Well, if we're going to do the dedication, they promised us a Medal of Honor recipient to come dedicate the memorial. Whether it's Woody or whether it's somebody else, I don't know, but I'm going to see if we can get them to deliver on that promise.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah,
Mike Thornton is lives in the area, and he could probably do it.
Is he okay speaking in front of people?
Yeah. What I've been told about Mike Thornton is you don't want to schedule him too far in advance, and you don't want to serve alcohol before he starts.
Early in the morning.
Good.
Yeah.
But well, then why don't we do this in lieu of having a meeting next month? Why don't you and I work on speakers? See if we get something nailed down or close to it.
I guess the key is going to be is knowing when we're going to get this construction and you know, when we're going to have this thing built. If push comes to shove and we don't get this thing done until December, then we need to go get speakers.
Right.
And
are we thinking it's going to get pushed out?
No.
We're thinking it's going to be ready. That's what we're.
And then we also thought we were going to be ready.
Yeah.
So.
But this. I do have to say, it gives me a little heartburn to find out that we've got additional engineering hoops to go through. And
I got that email at 1:15 today. It's hot off the press.
Okay.
But I guess that's what happens.
So, did you say that they might have extra slabs, so we don't have to order it? Granite.
The last time Colin spoke with, I believe, a gentleman at Bailey, he said, we have.
I think they keep one on hand.
Panels in stock.
I do know there's the Woody Williams Foundation, from the postings I get on Facebook, they're pretty busy putting these monuments. I know there's, we're competing with Round Rock to be the first in Texas. We may or may not be. They're going to build another one up in Gainesville, but they have these projects going on all over the country right now. I don't know if that has depleted, you know, the availability stockpile.
I'll check tomorrow.
They ordered the granite from India.
Yeah, you would think they would probably keep one and keep one on order, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if they have some.
Speaking of the Woody Commercial Foundation, we did receive the $5,000.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in just
awesome.
A minute. Okay, so I guess we've covered the Veterans Day for this year. We'll start planning in earnest at the August meeting. Unless something comes up and we need to meet in July, we'll do that. So the next item gets us to the regular agenda where we talk about the budget. And I see we've been provided a copy of the budget.
Yes, sir.
I saw an email where you were asking for a $1,000 increase.
I would recommend to the board that since 2011, we've projected an annual expense of $5,000. Currently, we have expended, out of this year's budget, which ends September, the new budget will start October 1, so we're going to incur the expenses for Veterans Day out of next year's budget. But we have expended $4,727, so we cut it pretty close. And budgeting $6,000, I mean, if we don't spend it, it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Unlike some
it stays in this fund.
Okay.
But
so do we need to do something to ask for that, or does that you do that, or
if
we have to vote on it, I guess.
Correct. You have to make a vote that you recommend a $6,000 annual budget for fiscal year 2018. Vote on it, and then I'll get with finance tomorrow. I've already given a heads up to Don Chamberlain, who's the one that sent me this information,
right.
We're probably going to ask for an increase next year of $6,000, she said. Let me know.
So our last increase was when? We've been $5,000.
I think we budgeted $5,000 since 2011,
yeah.
The first dedication.
That's what I was thinking. We've been saying, okay, so. All right.
Oh, and is there something that's pushing it up? Or is it just constant
We have an in-house researcher that's doing an excellent job of finding names for the wall, and that cost
me. And just the engraving or not, more names, more engraving.
We put five names on there before Veterans Day last year in the month of October, which came out of this year's budget. And we put eight names on there before Memorial.
And I've got two more I just found.
Well, we just save for next year. Okay, well, given Tim's recommendation, can I get a motion for requesting an increase in the budget from $5,000 to $6,000 for the next fiscal year?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Andrew, motion.
I'll second.
All in seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
No opposition, so that motion passes. We'll ask for $6,000. Is that the only budget issue we got to talk about? We can move on? Okay. Next thing is to talk about the Gold Star Mine. We've already been talking about it. I see Melissa provided us with a copy of what's been contributed. I spoke personally to David Craig a week ago today. He's got to pass them out. He has committed $9,000, and so I asked him if we could get it by the end of June. He says yes, we'll get it by the end of June. So I'm going to follow up with him again before the end of June to make sure that happens. But he also said that he's going to approach several people, mostly members of the club there, for them to open their checkbooks too. So I would fully expect that we're going to get at least that much again from two or three other people. So. But I see we got Woody Williams Foundation money in here, and so we're 13.8 total collected. Last month, you've heard by now, CDC voted to approve our request for the additional $20,000, so we have full funding. That's why we're able to get the contract moved and go from there. So we still have complete backing by the CDC, and they've been generous, and we need to make sure that we acknowledge them every chance we get. If you guys run across any of those guys when you're out and about, you know, make sure we say thank you. Second thing is the VFW Post Golf Tournament was about 3 weeks ago. It was more successful than last year. So I fully expect that we're going to get another nice check from Post 2150 within the next month or so. So that's going to help budget stuff too. What else? What else? We talked about timeline. We talked about engineering. We talked about the grant. Is there anything else to talk about with regard to the monument?
So now that we are moving forward, should we start with the fundraising? Not going to a different event, local events, but more the online. We talked about it last fall, but
as far as the pavers.
Pavers, just in
just plain old contributions.
Here's $10, here's $100, just
right.
Give people the opportunity just to donate.
Yeah, on a web platform, is that what you're saying?
One of the approved platforms. I took back one of my notes, but I know James was talking to
I see no reason why we wouldn't, because we actually need to continue to collect money until it's time to write checks at the end.
And do we do it in the name of the Gold Star Memorial, or do we do it,
Veterans Memorial Park?
This, or?
I think you want to advertise it from the standpoint of, yes, it's raising money to do these new monuments. Mm-hmm. But the contribution should go to the Veterans Memorial Park. The board, right? So it goes to the board of Veterans Memorial Park.
It goes to the city of McKinney.
City of McKinney, yeah.
Deposited into a maintenance fund for the park, which the maintenance fund is generally just our annual events.
Right.
Memorial Day, which literally is spent time.
Yeah, which begs another question is, if we start getting contributions like this, how do we keep track of the money that should be designated for the monuments? Shows up in the.
It's up to the board.
No, I mean, if somebody writes a check.
We just have to let finance know.
Okay.
This is being donated for the Gold Star Family Memorial. This is a general donation to the Veterans Memorial Park in the city. We'll have to make that.
So if someone responds to a web based solicitation, if you will, says, okay, I'm going to send $100. And it goes to the city of McKinney? Or where does it go? How do we account for that?
It needs to, come here to Melissa's,
okay,
so we can track it.
Okay.
And then we take it in her office mail to finance,
okay,
and specify.
Yeah.
We'll start
for the money.
Tomorrow, Veterans Memorial Park.
Okay.
And he did a James. Sorry, if you don't know who I'm pointing to. James, mm-hmm, did talk to the city about
that. I remember
that,
really, yeah.
And he got 90% there in order to make sure that we knew where the money was going. So I just need to catch up there.
Would you mind following up with him and just let me know what you come up with, and we'll, if we can implement that in the next month, we probably ought to do that.
Yeah.
Donations have never really stopped. I mean, we,
right.
We sell
papers.
Two to three papers annually just from cold calls. People go visit the park.
Right.
Look at the papers there. I would like to.
There's plenty of space.
My family was made on the paper.
Right.
They call and listen and we make it happen.
Perfect. Yeah. So we just need to get it out there in the social media and see what we can do.
And what's our, because I think it's GoFundMe. What is the ultimate fundraiser? Because you have to put a number on what you're trying to raise. A limit, like, hey, we're trying to raise $150,000. What is our goal?
The budget's $162,000, and we have 13 collected, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do
is, I mean, if you're specifically doing this for the Gold Star Family Memorial, obviously there's a limit. If you're asking this for general donations for the park,
yeah.
This is just for Gold Star because the money that the FCDC gave us said, we'll give you this if you don't get money.
Right.
It's we talked about it.
They're the fund of last resort. So I would take 162 and subtract 13.8 and round it off and say that's your top end number.
Didn't we run into some problems, though, where the city didn't want us to use GoFundMe?
Well,
there is one that we can use.
She used GoFundMe, but there's one or two that the city does allow.
Okay.
GoFundMe's not one of them, but one of the other two
one
we can use.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But we would only do it through one that's allowed.
Yeah,
because
McKinney, in fact, used one of them.
Okay.
Melissa and I have an excellent relationship with finance.
Excellent.
This seems to be
awesome.
Kind of how
let's keep that going.
Finance?
Very table finance, right?
Yes.
Anything else to discuss on that?
Bruce.
We have no citizens here for citizen comments, so I'll make a brief commissioner comment. Again, I'm taking the fall for this, but totally blew the June 8th event that we were supposed to go do the table at McKinney Serves. I totally blew it.
It was my anniversary service.
We had the table.
I inquired about it, and then I kind of got busy too. And
I reserved the table, and then I didn't think about it until like the 10th of June. I said, when is that thing going to happen? Oh, it was the day before yesterday. So my apologies to you guys, and we were not represented, at the McKinney Serves. So I fully intended to be there, even if I was the only person there. That's okay, because it's pretty fun and easy. But I messed up, so I'm sorry. I'll accept impeachment and let somebody else do this job. That's all I have for comments. Anybody else have any comment?
I have found two new names.
Okay.
At the Ross Cemetery, the Buffalo Soldier. I've confirmed that he actually is eligible.
That's cool.
He served between 1900 and 1910. He served in the Philippines, and he came back and he was sent, I forget the name of the post, but it's where Warren Air Force Base is up in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Okay.
It was an Army post. He was on post and he died on post in 1910. So. And then Charlie.
How old was he? Yeah,
27.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I'm very old. Don't know why. I'm wondering if he had. This sounds bad, but this is the way it was. And they sent the African American soldiers to the Philippines because they felt they were immune to tropical diseases. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering if he picked something up and came back.
It went in 19 when?
19. They went to, he went to the Philippines in like 1903.
And so he died in 10.
Okay. 1910. So I think he came back stateside in 06 or something. Anyway, I've got his record. Charlie Johnson, he's also buried there. And I was suspicious of him, and I've got the confirmation of that information on him. I found a website in the Netherlands that I did a search on Collin County and popped up some new guys that are not on our current list, so I'm going to go through and see if I can vet those. So I've got at least two, possibly three additional ones, so that we can add, you know, in November.
Okay. Excellent.
But I'll get all the research and bring all that to everybody.
When is your next portrait unveiling?
We just did it last week.
We did one, so
we've got a ways to go. We put in six new portraits, and so now the next one will be in Veterans Day.
Veterans Day, okay.
So we've got 48 portraits up there now. So I'd love to figure out a way to do a portrait of this buffalo soldier, but we don't have any pictures of him. So I'm trying to think, could I do something that would portray him without being him? Mm-hmm.
That would be cool if somebody could come up with, you know, where you go to find that.
Do you look into families that might be living in that county still?
Well, that's one of the things I'm going to do, is I'm going to do some searching, see if there's any of the Faulkners in the area.
How do you spell his last name?
Faulkner.
Like Gother Faulkner.
Faulkner.
Okay. Yeah.
Hmm. So that's my first, effort.
Okay. All right, any further to come before the board? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Do you have to make a motion to skip next month?
I don't know, do we?
No.
We don't.
Okay.
I thought about that too. Okay, we're good.
Motion to
and like I say, we will call one if we need one. But got a motion?
Yes, sir.
Second.
Any seconds? All those in favor?
Aye,
we are adjourned. I would thank you for this brief meeting and thanks for your participation.
I have to print up the minutes for you, so give me just a second.